Eastern Equatoria State Information Minister Patrick Oting confirmed the attack but could not elaborate on what authorities are doing to track down the perpetrators, saying only that an investigation is underway.
These employees of Cottage were shot and was taken to the body was taken to Popoita. And that is true, it was confirmed by our people from Popoita. So far, we still don't have a concrete information, but we have the commissioner of Buri County that has gone on the ground. So we are expecting him to feed us with the concrete information.
A female staff member of Court 8 from Uganda was fatally shot on Tuesday while on duty in an area between Chukudum and Kama 15 in Buri County and later died from her injuries, according to a statement released Wednesday by the NGO. Court 8 said the staff member was a specialist in reproductive health and was on the way from Torit to another location to support a medical facility. The statement said the convoy in which the staff member was traveling, which included vehicles operated by Court 8 and Save the Children International, came under fire from unidentified attackers. Court 8 said the staff member was struck by gunfire and was killed. A youth activist group says the incident has caused fear among 8 workers operating across the state. Daniel Mwaka, executive director for the local NGO, Youth Empowerment Organization, which implements peace-building and economic empowerment programs among youth and women in the state, is urging the government to quickly intervene, apprehend the suspects, and hold them accountable.
The situation is really, it has sent a very bad signal to the humanitarian workers and as the people of Eastern Equatoria as well, because this is not the first incident that has been happening. We have heard of several incidents of attack.
Mwaka notes the incident follows recent warnings by local youth in Eastern Equatoria who have complained about 8 agencies employing people from other parts of the country rather than recruiting locals.
I happen to speak to most of these the youth leaders and some community leaders, and those youth who they felt that their rights have been deprived from employment, and they distanced themselves from the incident that has been happening. Especially, we had a report that there was a staff of HealthLink and one of the UNICEF, they were attacked.
Alan Nadau, the UN humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan, condemned the killing and called on authorities and communities to ensure that humanitarian personnel can move safely along roads and deliver assistance to the most vulnerable. Nadau said in a statement released yesterday that he was shocked by the violent act and offered his condolences to the family and colleagues of the deceased. Nadau said the roads are a vital connection between humanitarian organizations and communities in need, adding, quote, "We must be able to move safely across the country without fear," end of quote. The director for the South Sudan NGO Forum, Pius Ojara, also condemned the incident and called on the government to bring the perpetrators to books and ensure a safe environment for 8 workers.
We're very sad about it, and our call is really for government to help NGOs operate safely by doing all they can to prevent this kind of needless death happening to aid workers in South Sudan.
The UN says this latest killing underscores the dangerous environment in which 8 workers operate in South Sudan. A total of 9 workers were killed in South Sudan last year, according to the UN. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.